The Vikings held day two of practices on Thursday as they continued to prepare for their game against the Steelers on Sunday. Day one was all about life in London, but today the Steelers came into focus and the Vikings talked about defending Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben's a sort of a unique individual when you talk about NFL quarterbacks. I mean, there's a lot of guys who have that ability to escape, but he's probably the best, I would say. Just his big body, and you don't realize how big he is until you go play him and get on the field with him. But you know, when he runs or scrambles, I mean, he can kind of do it all. You know, he can use his feet, but he can also where he gets is he likes to throw the deep ball. You know, get something vertical off of that, and his receivers react pretty well to it. But you know, he's definitely a guy that they can make a lot of plays. You know, after things sort of break down.
Yeah, I mean, that can be so frustrating when you have a quarterback moving around and buying time, and you have pretty good coverage and. You know, he moves around enough that people uncover, and it creates a lot of stress on your defensive backs. It'll tire out your defensive line as well, but all the moving around. But that's one of his strengths. That's one of the reasons he's one of the top quarterbacks in our league is because he's able to extend plays and then make plays down the field. But at the same time, if we can, you know, when he's moving around, get a chance to swat the ball and knock it out, then that creates some plays for us. But it does create a lot of stress on your secondary, the way he extends plays.
He's not a guy that's going to break out of the pocket and run, but he's a guy that is really shifty in the pocket and very hard to get on the ground, and then he makes the big play downfield. So, you know, we just got to have rush lane integrity. You know, when you get a hand on him, you got to get on him, and you got to keep rushing. And then our back end has to plaster. I mean, you might have to cover 6, 7, 8 seconds on a play, you know. So, you know, that's kind of where he presents himself. But, like I said, you know, it can sometimes be a double-edged sword if you can get them on the ground.
That's it for day two, but check back tomorrow because there's a busy day three in store for the Vikings, and we'll have the recap.